Today we're turning a small drum fill into a crunchy sampler style texture that feels right at home in jungle and old school DNB. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. We're not just throwing effects on a fill. We're going to route it, process it, resample it, slice it, and then use it like a real arrangement tool. That means this fill can become a transition hit, a pre-drop tension moment, or a little burst of character that helps the whole track feel more alive. And indeed, NB, that matters a lot. Fills are not just decoration. They're part of the groove architecture. A good fill can push the energy forward, bridge one section into another, and give you that dusty, cassette-worn sampler feel that makes jungle sound so human and alive. So let's build it. Start with a fill that already belongs in the track. Don't grab something random from another genre and try to force it in. Use either a chopped break fragment, like an Amen style or Think style phrase, or program a short custom fill with your own kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes. Keep it short, half a bar to one bar max. We want a phrase, not a full loop. The important thing here is that the fill already grooves with the main drums. If your track has swing, let the fill inherit that swing. If the break has a loose, broken feel, don't quantize the life out of it. In this style, tiny imperfections are part of the identity. Now create a dedicated audio track for resampling. Name it something like Resample Fill. You can set its input to resampling if you want to capture the full output, or if you want more control, route from a drum bus or group that only contains the drum material and the fill. For this lesson, I'd lean toward resampling from the drum bus first. That gives you a cleaner, more controllable result. Later, if you want extra dirt, you can do a second print from more of the mix. This is a good moment to think like a sampler operator. You're not trying to preserve everything perfectly. You're trying to commit to a texture. Jungle and old school DNB are full of printed artifacts. That baked in quality is part of the charm. Before you print anything, shape the fill with a rough sampler style processing chain. On the source fill, start with drum bus. Add a bit of drive, somewhere around 10 to 25%. Bring in a little crunch, maybe 5 to 20%. Keep boom very controlled, or leave it off if the fill is already crowded in the low end. If the fill needs more snap, raise transients a little. If it needs to feel more smeared and glued, pull transients back slightly. After that, add saturator. Turn on soft clip and push the drive a few dB. You want it to react like a piece of gear beating fed hard, not like harsh digital clipping. Then use EQ8. High pass the low junk if the fill is fighting the sub. A point somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is often a good start. If the top end is too sharp or brittle, trim a little around the upper mids and highs. If the fill needs more attack in the mix, give a small lift in the 1.5 to 3 kHz region. If you want more classic sampler grit, add redux very lightly. Just enough downsampling to make it grainy and a little worn, not so much that it becomes alias-heavy nonsense. The goal is crunchy texture, not broken speaker destruction. Now record the fill into your resample track. And here is an advanced habit that helps a lot. Do multiple passes, at least three. One pass with the drums alone, one with the drums and bass context, and if the fill is meant for a dense drop, one with the full mix around it. Why do this? Because the same fill behaves differently depending on what's around it. Something that sounds too bright in solo can be perfect once the res and sub are in. Something that sounds huge on its own might disappear in the full arrangement. So don't trust just one capture. Listen back to the printed takes and pay attention to the transient shape, the tail, the low mid body, and whether the fill already has a rhythmic fingerprint you can use. If it feels too clean, go back and hit the preprint chain a little harder. If it feels too smashed, reduce the drive or shorten the source phrase. Once you've got a good print, turn that resampled audio into something playable. You can drag it into a new audio track, or load it into Simpler if you want to trigger slices from MIDI. For more advanced control, use Slice to new MIDI track and Slice by transients. If the timing is tight and grid-based, 1/16 slicing can work well too. And if the groove is loose, you can manually place warp markers so you keep the swing without losing the timing. Now build a pattern from those slices. Put the strongest transient right before the drop, maybe on the last 1/8 or 1/16. Use a chop tail as a pickup into the next phrase. And don't be afraid to leave one or two slices slightly late. That little uneven bounce is part of what makes jungle feel alive. If you're using Simpler, switch to slice mode, and if the texture feels too bright or digital, close the filter down a little. Around 8 to 12 kHz can be enough to take the edge off without killing the character. You can add a touch of glide if you're going for a pitched response style fill, but only if that suits the arrangement. At this point, The fill is no longer just a clip, it's a performance element. Now let's add a parallel crush layer. Duplicate the sliced fill track, and keep the original as your cleaner anchor. On the duplicate, go heavier. Use compressor with a fast attack and medium release to pin the slices. Add drum bus with more crunch than before. You can also use erosion for some subtle nastiness in the upper mids, and auto-filter if you want to animate the cutoff over time. A nice starting point is a compressor ratio around 4:1 to 8:1, with attack somewhere in the 1 to 10 millisecond range and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. For drum bus, push crunch more aggressively, maybe 15 to 35%. With erosion, keep the amount low enough that it adds edge without turning into hiss. Blend that parallel layer underneath until the texture feels bigger and more alive, but not overcooked. That's the sweet spot. In DNB, parallel crush is great because it gives you size and attitude without destroying the transient definition you need for the mix. Now we bring movement into the picture. A static crunchy fill can sound like an effect. A moving crunchy fill sounds like an arrangement event. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens slightly in the last half beat. Maybe add a short delay send on the final hit. You can also automate a tiny bit of reverb on the tail, but keep it restrained and dark so it doesn't wash out the drop. Another very effective move is to automate the saturator drive upward into the last hit, like the fill is getting more excited and more unstable as it approaches the downbeat. Or use utility to dip the gain right before the drop so the re-entry feels bigger. Contrast is everything here. The fill should not just be loud. It should create impact by making space. When you place it in the arrangement, think of it as a structural phrase tool. Great spots are bar 8, bar 16, the last bar before a drop, or the turnaround before the second drop. You can also use it in a stripped back section, where the bass leaves a gap and the fill answers it. For example, you might have 8 bars of a main drum and bass loop. Then on the last half of bar 8 the filtered fill texture enters, while the bass drops out for a moment. Then on bar 9 the full drop comes back with stronger snare and Reese energy. Later, you can repeat the idea, but reverse one slice, shift the order, or pitch one hit down a little so it doesn't feel copied. That variation is important in jungle and rollers. Even a tiny change in the last two hits can make the whole section feel like it's evolving instead of looping. Once the fill is working musically, do one final resample pass. This locks in the timing, the processing, and the overall identity. It also turns a complicated effect chain into a single audio file that's easy to move, duplicate, reverse, repitch, or time stretch later. After that final print, trim it tightly and fade the edges so you don't get clicks. Keep the printed version on its own track so you can quickly place it in different spots in the arrangement. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overprocess the source before resampling. Keep it musical and let the printed layer do the heavy lifting. Second, don't let the fill steal your sub-energy. High pass it if needed. Third, don't make every slice equally loud. The dynamic contrast is part of the feel. Some hits should jump out, and others should sit back. Fourth, don't ignore groove alignment. A rigid fill over a loose break can sound pasted on. And fifth, don't drown it in reverb. You still need room for the kick, snare, and bass. If you want to go darker or heavier, try a few extra tricks. Automate a very short filter move on the last hit to make it feel more menacing. Layer a pitch down resample quietly underneath for extra grime. Check the fill in mono with utility to make sure it still has attitude. And if the track is sparse and heavy, let the fill function as a call and response partner to the bass. That push-pull is classic old-school DNN beat energy. Here's a really good practice exercise. Make 3 versions of the same fill. One clean print with mild drum bus and EQ. One crunch print with stronger saturator and redux, and one dark print with the top end rolled off for breakdowns or intros. Then place each one in a different section and compare how they interact with the bass and snare. You'll learn a lot from that. So the core takeaway is this. Take a short DNB fill, process it like a sampler would, resample it, then turn it into a playable texture. Use Ableton Live 12 stock devices to give it grit, control, and movement. Print more than once. Choose the version that supports the arrangement, and think of the fill as part of the record's architecture, not just a decorative effect. Done right, this gives you that crunchy, lived-in, sampler-made character that instantly feels authentic in jungle and old-school DNB. And once you start using this workflow, you'll find yourself designing fills that don't just fill space, they drive the whole tune forward.